From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. 13 flag-draped coffins were transported yesterday from Fort Hood, Texas, to a military mortuary in Dover, Delaware. Dignitaries and 300 soldiers said their final goodbyes to those who were gunned down Thursday. An Army psychiatrist is in custody. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Military officials described the ceremony as moving and dignified. It's part of the effort by the leadership to help soldiers and their families deal with the tragedy. Meantime, the investigation into the shooting continues. Colonel John Rossi was asked at a press conference whether any of the dead were killed by friendly fire.
Right now, all indications from talking to investigators are that it's not a friendly fire incident. The confirmation of that obviously will always be after autopsies are performed.
Rossi says investigators believe Major Nidal Hassan fired more than 100 rounds during the shooting Thursday. Hassan suffered 4 bullet wounds. Authorities say his condition is stable, but that he's not able to communicate. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
The United Nations has clarified details of its plans to relocate staff in Afghanistan following the Taliban attack last week that killed 5 foreign UN workers in Kabul. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said most foreign staff were not being sent out of the country. The BBC's Barbara Plett reports from the United Nations.
Ban Ki-moon said around 200 non-essential international staff would be temporarily relocated in the region, while security was strengthened at UN buildings. Some 400 others are expected to be moved to safer locations within the country. But he insisted that the UN was not withdrawing and that work on humanitarian and development needs would continue as before. He also told journalists he would be sending a proposal to the General Assembly, asking for more money to upgrade security measures.
The BBC's Barbara Plett reporting from the United Nations. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took over small banks in 5 states yesterday. Spokesman Greg Hernandez said most had been hurt by declines in the real estate market.
We had a number of failures across the nation, and all of the banks were on the FDIC problem institution list, and most of the failures were due to bad real estate loans and economic conditions.
So far this year, 120 banks have failed, the most since 1992 at the height of the savings and loan crisis. There were 25 bank failures last year and 3 in 2007. The FDIC has spent $27 billion so far this year. To replenish the fund, the federal government wants banks and savings institutions to pay about $45 billion in premiums in advance that would have been due over the next 3 years. Stocks rose on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow was up 17 points. This is NPR News. The House is to meet today to debate a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. It's designed to extend health care coverage to the tens of millions of Americans now without health insurance. It would prohibit insurance companies from denying coverage because of pre-existing medical conditions. A vote could come as early as today. President Obama is scheduled to visit Capitol Hill this morning to lobby for passage of the bill. A new poll finds that most Americans who've tried to get vaccinated against the new H1N1 flu have been unable to do so. The results pose a challenge to federal health officials. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Only 21% of adults considered at high risk for swine flu complications have tried to get the vaccine in the past month. But 41% of parents have tried to get vaccine for their children, who are also high priority to get vaccinated. In both cases, about 2 out of 3 people couldn't get the vaccine. Most of them say they're frustrated. But Harvard pollster Robert Blendon says there's some good news for public health officials.
91% of people who tried to get the vaccine or were unable to get it said they were going to come back again when it's available.
He says the problem is if they get disappointed a second time, that'll be a big black eye for the whole campaign. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell said last night the transit strike in Philadelphia may soon be over. He said a tentative contract agreement has been reached. Workers went on strike Tuesday, idling the city's buses, trains, and trolleys. Rendell had been mediating the talks between labor and management. Both sides are to vote on a proposed settlement later today. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.